Hey, this is J.O. Whitson.
This is Minister Zen 1 of the Temple of Hip Hop.
This is Red Summer.
This is Chicago's own comedian B. Cole, and you listen to my man Ray, Devon, and also the beautiful Candace on the Truth Brothers. Now, if you ain't listening to the Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you. Let's do this, baby.
Some of it you gon' like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
That is Truth Brothers Radio.
That's more like it.
If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then truth ain't in you.
Truth Brothers, Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's Monday, and we're back in the saddle ready to do it again. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up in our email, which is wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
And we all will be monitoring the chat room, Facebook, and whatnot. The producer supreme, Candace, won't be in tonight. She is sick with the flu, but she will be monitoring the chat room, which leaves me here to try to produce the show.
Clap for you. Anyway, man.
No, I just got booed.
Whatever.
There you go. So how was your week?
All right. You really want to
Yeah, let's strap it in.
How was your week? Let's start that off.
How was my week?
How was your week?
My week was fine, man. Everything was cool, man. Job sent me to school last week. I got a little extra learning in, got some knowledge, and everything's good. Got learned up. Got learned up.
That's cool. That's what's up. Now, me, on the other hand, everybody strapped down. We're going to talk about this real quick, right? So, first off, everything out the way, Devon welcomed him a new son on Friday, right?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had a baby boy Friday, right? Congratulations to me, right? You gonna, come on. Nah, kill that. Thank you. Cut that short. So, so, it's supposed to be a blessed event, whatever the case may be. So, in the process of getting this blessed event done, I'm sitting there, you know, getting basking or whatever like that. And I look so, I've been cyberbullied. Like, I didn't even know that people still doing
this. You got cyberbullied.
I got cyberbullied. That's actually
how
happening.
How the hell can you get cyberbullied?
It's in the streets now, man. Like, I don't know.
They take your lunch money online.
Yeah, they go into your debit card and say, I'm going to take this whole 69 cent.
Virtual you, gooch.
Yeah. I got virtual gooch, right?
All right.
I didn't get virtual goose in the point of cyber money holding upside down, dunking head.
Right.
I got cyber goose into a point of, let's give him some defamation of character type of flaws, right? So whoever this person was, and it seems to be funny because a lot of people have been coming out saying that, yo, people been signing in under these false names and creating and all this type of chaos and saying things about people. I'm just the latest person of a group of people that I've seen who this seems
right,
to happen
so you're
to.
Saying that they'll create a account under a false name.
Exactly.
And then friend you because you would block them any other time.
Right.
So they come up with a name like, I don't know, like Old Mortgage. And just
there you
say,
go.
There you go.
Yeah. The young account, right?
Right, the young accountant.
So, yeah, so in the process of this, somebody had went ahead, created this fake account, tagged people that they thought I was having relations with, and decided to put my fake business out there, which they don't know anything about me, but put my fake business out there to all these people, right? Now, in the process of all the lies that I'm reading through, I have a lot of people, like one of my boys, one of a friend of ours that we know very well, Jerry Kelly,
right,
hit me up and was like, yo, your
why
name
you,
is...
Why you so dirty? Jerry hit you up with, why you so dirty?
So, yeah, Jerry is, hey, man, look here. I don't... With shout out to my man Jerry Kelly, man. I got much love for that dude because he was the one of the few dudes that said, look, whatever being said about you, I was like, I don't believe it. And I was like, cool, you know, and that was
right.
What's up. So in the process of this, I had a couple people inbox me like, who is this crazy chick, blah, 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 blah. So, bad things are being said. So at first I was a little upset. Then I was like, kind of like blow it off a little bit, because it's like it's just stuff that's being said. You know, you're going to get that. But I didn't know I had made it all the way to L.A. That's what made me feel good about myself. I was like, oh, snap, I'm in L.A. Jerry Kelly over there at the productions, they over there talking about it. So, yeah, it must be good. We crossing lands, y'all. So it gets back here. Now, other people decide that they want to get mad at it, right? People who seem to have taken likely to Devon, right? People who seem to have taken a liking to Devon, put it like that. They seem to get upset about the things that people were saying. So I tell the people, hey, look, if you want to believe what you want to believe, knock yourself out. See, but I'm saying you've known me for quite some time. Why are you getting upset about it? Blah, blah, blah. Long story short, everything's been straightened out now. My life is back on track. Or it should never got derailed.
Just for all those people who like to spread vicious rumors, it's wrong. And I can tell you firsthand experience from knowing this man, yes, he does use deodorant.
Yes, that's it. That's all it was. Old Spice. Who does?
Right.
Who does?
Right.
I smell like Terry Crews. That's who I smell like.
There you go. So, who we hollering at?
Okay. First off, we got to send a shout-out to the producer, of course. She's going to be in the chat room. So, get well soon, Candace. We miss you over here. All that other stuff.
Yep. Everything is already. I done fried the board. And
yeah, I see.
Sparks and smoke.
People are coming in here looking at, oh, my God, what happened? Ray's on the thing? We don't got time for that. Renee Day. Got to say, give her a shout-out. Joseph Gully, send that a shout-out. My boy Marshawn, who was wounded at the Mr. G's concert that they shot up.
Gotcha.
He was out there, so he got a shot. He's cool, though. Bullet went in and out. Nothing's wrong with him. He actually went to work the next day. So definitely got to give him a shout-out, man. Glad you all right, because that could have got real bad. And to a friend of mine that I know from work, Diana, Diane, she's having open heart surgery Tuesday, tomorrow. So definitely, man, I'm hoping all the best for you. Please get through that okay. She's a real, real cool person.
Right.
Now for DJ's B-Days, Washika Stafford. Got to say what's up to my girl. Happy birthday to her. R.R. Morgan, that's one of my boys from college. Happy birthday. Jacqueline Thomas, Jennifer A. Gilbert, Anthony Anderson, and Marcus Allen. And today is Aretha Franklin's birthday. So let's give us some R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
All right. Happy birthday.
So, yeah, and, you know, everybody.
Yeah, I can.
Aretha, the queen of soul. Ain't that what
gotcha.
They call it?
Yeah.
You really know? You just blowing Aretha off.
No,
man.
No. Much respect.
You better learn her up, son.
Hey, congratulations.
One more cholesterol chicken.
I was about to say, hey, yeah. Eat a salad.
Boo.
All right. So with all of that out the way, and these aren't rumors, this is the terrible truth.
Dun, dun.
This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and Devon.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark of the Terrible Truth. This portion of the Terrible Truth is brought to you by the new Army boots for women in the the new boots for women in the Army camo toes.
Wow.
Camo toes.
There you go.
The boots
keep it in the mud. All right. And also Rosie O'Donnell front hole panties.
There you go.
Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Yeah. Buy my girl some camo toes. You ain't ever had no camo toes? Camo.
Yeah, I got you.
Anyway,
if you can find it, it's yours.
the boots that fit like sandals.
There you go.
There you go. A woman allegedly had sex with boyfriend's 7-year-old son.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Learn him up young. Hey, Drea Coleman just entered the building along with Ultimate Success. What's up, everybody?
All right. Alicia Gatson, 20, of Cincinnati, Ohio, is facing a rape charge of allegedly raping the 7-year-old son of her boyfriend. Cincinnati police say Gatson has confessed to engaging in sexual encounters with the boy on March 10th, a state entity charged with protecting children said they never knew of the incident or why it took so long for the case to be reported. I'm like, it's March 10th, though. Like, how long was she banging the boy?
Since December 3rd
of 2 years ago.
But he wouldn't say.
Gadsden faces one count of rape. She has been ordered to stay away from the child by the court judge during a hearing today.
And but the husband still want to date her. The father still want to date her.
I'm sure he's upset, though.
A little bit.
Her bail was set at $75,000. Gadsden lawyer who stood in for the regular attorney at today's hearing said mental issues may have been involved in the case.
Well, there you go. That's what we're gonna do today.
All right.
That's how you wanna play today. Okay,
yeah.
I got you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Check this out. Ashley Williams. She says this to police deputies. I wanted to know what it was like to be a molester.
Who don't want to know that feeling?
I was curious. Lebanon, Missouri.
Lebanon.
Ashley Nicole Williams, a 19-year-old Missouri woman, has been jailed after she allegedly molested her own infant son.
Yes.
Couldn't even wait. He is too cute.
Yeah. Look at his family.
Did you see the sack on him?
Yep. The balls ain't even dropped yet. These going to be nice.
Wow. According to county sheriff's office, deputies were dispatched to Mercy Hospital of Lebanon after receiving a report of a suspected child abuse. During the investigation, Williams' husband told detectives that he saw Ashley touch the child in a sexual manner on several occasions during the past 5 days. It's that fresh baby smell. Does it every time.
Terry Crews.
When deputies interviewed Ashley, she allegedly admitted to the charge, stating that she wanted to know what it was like to be a molester instead of being the one molested. Wonder what it's like on the other side of the fence.
So she done got touched quite a few, touched by an angel.
She wanted to know what's the big trip.
About touching. Curing.
I went to the church, it happened to me, I want to know what they got out of it.
Do pastors touch the girls? I thought. Oh, you know what? I'm thinking Catholic. There you go.
Ashley. Oh yeah. Or the Reverend.
Yeah, the Reverend.
Ashley Williams was booked into Lockheed County Jail and charged with first degree child molestation. She remains in lieu of $100,000 bond. You got seven. I'll raise you your seven and up you one newborn. There you go.
So she got $100,000. My girl gets what, $75,000?
Right, because
so,
he was seven.
There you go.
This was fresh out the oven.
This new baby.
And she couldn't wait to touch the biscuits.
Like, what did she do, though? Like, what did she do? I mean, I don't want to know literally what did
no,
she do.
No, but I mean, okay, we're gonna speculate. 818-514-1202. But if we're going to speculate, I'm going to assume that she's, because the baby ain't out the hospital.
Right.
In the hospital. And she's changing the baby, right?
And blew the whistle.
Right. Oh.
Why not?
She looked left, looked right. I don't get it.
What's so bad about it?
6 days later, when the husband come back from third shift to go pick them up to take them home, what are you doing? Oh, there's a little dirt spot there.
Had to get it, the jewels. Have you know what's crazy about, and it's just amazing that you mentioned that. I was reading a story a couple days ago now, and this, they have a ritual amongst the Jewish religion.
Wait, here we go. Here's what we going to do, y'all. Let's go ahead. Yep, I see it coming. Let's go ahead and go into this first break. When we come back, Devon's got a story.
Oh, yeah.
True Brothers Radio.
It's been a long time.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Follow procedures. The crowd couldn't wait to see this. Nobody been this long awaited since Jesus. Who wouldn't believe it? I heard the word on the street is I'm still one of the deepest on the mic since Adidas. They said I changed the times from the rhymes that I thought of. So I made some order, put the new world in order with mathematics. Put your status above the average and help you rappers make paragraphs with graphics. Cause new days is dawning, new ways of performing. Brainstorm.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Exciting things are happening at Burger King.
Welcome to Burger King.
What's in those new chicken snack wraps?
What's in the new chicken wrap?
Mary?
Crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses, ranch dressing wrapped up in a tasty lava tortilla. Crispy chicken, wrapped up in a...
The new chicken snack wraps. Come and get it at Burger King.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Devon is going to educate us on Jewish tradition.
No, seriously, it's a story that I'm actually doing my thing right now. It's a story about this Jewish priest or whatever they do when they do the circumcision.
Right.
The baby called herpes because the priest would when the circumcision was done, they bite and suck the blood off of the penis of the baby. No joke. I'm not kidding you. This is going in the terrible truth. One like.
What?
Yes, okay. They do a circumcision on the baby, right?
Right.
And
snip, snip, cut, cut.
Right. Now, upon them doing such things, this one baby had caught herpes because the priest puts his
Tell
mouth
me.
On...
He didn't just say that.
The priest puts his mouth on the baby's penis and sucks the blood
you big
off... sucks the blood off of the penis. Yes, sir.
You happens. Big dummy.
It happens, and it's happened numerous of times. Actually, I'm going to put the entire story
on
the terrible truth. I can actually give me 1 second. I'm pulling it up, actually.
Wow.
It's crazy.
818-514-1202.
How much do you love
how does
your
that
rabbi?
Word?
How much do you love your rabbi?
Yeah.
But I didn't understand the purpose of why are you putting your mouth on the baby's thing?
One for good luck. I don't know.
They say it's a part of the ritual.
I don't want my pastor licking on my kid.
Yeah, because you give my son his first BJ. What you mean he got herpes?
May God be with you. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wrong.
It's really real. Matter of fact, I'm reading the story now. Check this out. No joke. Check this out. Baby dies from herpes after controversial circumcision ritual.
The baby died?
Yep. The baby died in a New York hospital after contracting herpes from a controversial circumcision ritual. The infant died in in the hospital in Brooklyn, where the cause of death was listed as herpes simplex virus type 1. Complicated ritual circumcision with oral seduction. The boy was the second New York area infant in recent years to die from complications related to the Orthodox Jewish ritual, during which the rabbi or whatever places his mouth on a freshly circumcised penis to draw blood away from the cut.
But he got that nasty canker sore.
There you go, bumpy lip, what they called him around the joint.
Then turned around and kissed his wife.
Yeah, baby. You like baby? Come put this.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know this is our holy week.
Yeah, we pro.
You know this is holy week, right?
Why not go there?
Let that work in your pool. What is that doing for you?
Candace ain't here to stop us.
Candace's head is going to explode in a minute.
Okay. Candace ain't here to stop us. Where we at?
It's holy week. I mean, okay, first off, matter of fact, 818-514-1202. Why don't you guys call in? I want to hear y'all live comments on how y'all feel about the new poop.
Yeah.
We got a new poop, and he say he's one of the people. Hey, maybe, you know what? I got a feeling he might go in there and clean house. He might go in there and say, Catholic Church, now molester-free since 2014. He might go in there and clean house.
We'll
Some of them are nervous about that.
Dude, the whole look, it is the Holy Week. We're approaching Friday. We're approaching
Approaching Good Friday.
The day that he supposed to hid behind the rocks, and then we went back to check on him. And we went back to check on him, and his body wasn't there. We're approaching that week, right?
That week.
Okay. Let's do it. We not doing this? Are we not entertained? Is that not how the second hour
keeps
going?
There you go. Okay. 818-514-1202.
Let me ask you this, right? You seem to be a brother of the people, right? You seem to enjoy a nice thing of thing about learning up about religion. Learn me up about some religion right now, right? When has it ever been able, in any circumstance, that your entire body can leave? Nothing can be left behind, and no traces of anything can be left behind
right.
in 3 days. And you wasn't burned like Donna.
Right.
So when has it ever been able that your entire body can leave from a cave?
Because he woke up and left.
He got up and walked away.
Right. Did someone let him out? What if he didn't die? Just saying. Theorize. What if he didn't die? What if when they, because at some point they took him down. But I mean, we've given plenty of terrible true stories where someone seemed like they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Like we did the story of the lady in China.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, everybody go to YouTube again, check out our channel, and check out Everybody Gets a Dose. The first story is a woman who was supposedly dead for 6 days, got up out of her grave and went home because she wasn't truly dead.
Like Jesus.
So what if, what if the person wasn't truly dead? When they thought he was dead, they took him down, they put him in the cave. What if he was in a coma? What if he was in shock from being up there?
And that's
and
what it
came,
was.
Because
it was during times where...
Right.
Shock and everything like that.
They wasn't
right.
doing embalming then. It
right.
wasn't like he got autopsied. He's dead.
But
they put him in. They wrapped him in his robe.
The story I read, it took three men to move the stone that was blocking him in the. In,
right.
So he could move it by himself on the inside.
No, or he found another way out the cave.
Ah.
Hey.
It's all
I mean, personally, I believe when he was in the cave, he seen a walking stick on a rock, and then he went to use the walking stick to leverage the stone out the way, and in frustration, he hit the stone, and, oh, that's another dude, sorry.
Then put the stone back in place.
Then he magic hammer, and
yeah, that,
another
no.
son of God.
No,
oh,
no,
no not no, him.
It wasn't him.
Not him.
My theory was working at the mill, and then it was quitting time. So he slid down his dinosaur's tip down. That's another dude. My bad.
Matter of fact, speaking of that, there's a movie coming out called The Croods.
Oh, yeah.
It's called The Croods. Here's my problem.
Came out last week.
Yeah. Well, here's my problem. All these prehistoric stories and nice for the kiddies and all of that, they do try to lead you to at least plant the suggestion that Black people wasn't the founders of civilization.
Of course not.
That black people didn't, fire the... All that was us.
No, it wasn't.
Just saying. Here's a dude wrapped a monkey around his waist and called him a belt. And everybody's like, wow.
So are you...
Do you know that... Well, let me get the statistic right, because it was a statistic done. That 45%... of the people in the South that go to school believe that man roamed around with the dinosaurs like the Flintstones.
Really?
Yes.
For the longest, I did.
A large percentage of them don't believe in evolution.
Yeah, and for the longest, I actually did believe that man did roam around with dinosaurs when
I
was a
young. Well, you know what? But for a long time, they led you to believe that. Even your field museums and all of that would try to show that stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Like wherever you go, you seem to have that form of belief. Well, they push that form
right.
of belief on you.
But most people in the world also probably believe that cavemen were all over the planet, that the entire Earth was prehistoric and everybody lived in caves, which is not true. There was only one specific area on the globe where people lived in caves, like the
no, I know what you're, yeah, I know
like
what you're talking about,
cave,
right?
You know,
yeah, I'm sure nobody really used a elephant. Well, it wasn't a mastodon. Mastodon.
Yeah, no,
cups,
I'm just talking
watches.
About the
yeah,
I'm talking about the prehistoric caveman. There's only
right.
one specific caveman in the areas of the Caucasus Mountains. That wasn't everywhere. That wasn't even close to everywhere.
Well, look at you, all educated
well,
and dog.
You going there. You said we
educated
going
and dog.
There.
Yeah, but
right.
see, are we going all the way in there?
I don't know. Yeah, we'll ask Candace. What do you say? Oh, Candace Stain says she's not there. Yeah, go there.
Okay.
Thank you, Candace.
Well,
we love you.
Again, like I said, the religion thing just blew me. I know we come approaching the Easter and all of these things. It's blowing me because people taking it to such an extreme. Okay, you know, if you don't believe this, you're instantly going to hell. That's what's blowing me right now.
Who's telling you that?
What? You ain't never been. Dude, I went the whole week of these last 3 days that went past.
Right.
I'm leaving. I'm going to the grocery store, right? No. Scratch that.
Scratch the grocery store.
Say,
what?
Yeah. Yesterday. I'm with the family, right?
Yes.
They having Sunday dinner, right? Now, me, myself, I'm more or less like, hey, it's Sunday. I'd rather do some Truth Brother work, but hey.
Don't mean to cut you off. We got a new person in the chat room, a Benjamin Harrell. How you doing, brother?
What's going
Welcome
on?
Welcome to Truth Brothers Radio.
So, again, we're going back to Sunday dinner. So, mom gets up. She's throwing all type of ham and all that on the thing.
Right.
Me, myself, I don't personally indulge in such. I can't do the pig rotisserie. I just can't do it. It's not a part of my life.
There's an apple in his mouth. That's healthy.
Of course it is. But it's covered in pig gloss. I don't want pig glossed apple. You know, it just don't do it. And the pig's winking at me. That's all, folks. We don't want that, right? So... Now, they just came, my mom and everybody are leaving church because they just came from my mom getting a certificate at the church about her new membership, whatever. And, you know, I don't smash on nobody's religion. I really don't. But it's just certain people will approach you and say, so you're still a heathen, huh?
There you go.
And that a part of my life is, and I just don't, because you come in, first off, don't come in here with your big green church hats talking, righteous, and you're living that sinful life. That's what I don't like. That's that thing I don't like, right? And when you look at me, you just assume because I'm tall and dark and got dreadlocks that instantly this must be the sign of voodoo god or devil. I don't like that. I just get the instant he don't believe what I believe, hence and therefore he's a devil.
Okay.
It bothers me.
I got you.
You just look at it like, okay.
Yeah,
no.
You're venting right now, so I was letting you vent.
No, it's just
Drea say that she gets condemned to hell at least twice a week.
Of course. And it's no problem with that. But see, my problem is don't just push your, hey, you need to convert because it's coming to an end soon, and I want you to be part of that 144,000. Now, here's my problem with that, right?
Right.
If
818-514-1202.
Let's just say this 144,000 is a real number, right?
How old is the Bible?
Yeah. Let's just Let's just say it's BC. Let's just say it's so old.
BC. But yeah,
go ahead.
The Bible is what? 2,000 years old allegedly.
Mhm. How many people died?
144,000. That's a short line.
Because I'm going to put it to you like
and
this.
Pretty much that boat has been full before you was born. That plane's been sold out for a long time.
Before King, before Gandhi. Let's just be real. I don't think Gandhi made it to that boat, right?
I don't think Muhammad made it to that boat.
But
why he started up his. He found out the boat was full, and he said, "Okay, maybe I need to start up something
new where they don't count numbers over here."
Latoya say she's laughing, but I'm just saying, 144,000 is not a lot. The Super Bowl can have 144,000 in it,
and you can't get tickets to that.
Matter of fact, college football,
the Rose Bowl,
100,000 people in it quite easily.
Yeah. Now the Rose Bowl holds 100. Let's say the Rose Bowl holds. Let's just say it holds 270,000. Let's just say, right?
Right.
A little bit over a third of them ain't making it up there, right?
Uh-huh.
So that's just the people who's there. Now that ain't even including players. You mean to tell me we at home watching it, we know we not going to make it.
Right.
That's your 144,000.
Right.
So what are we striving for here, people? What are we striving to be in?
Tell you what, let's everybody just take our time and think on that, because Dre got some comments I'm going to read after this break. And let's all think about religion, because this is
the week of religion.
It's the week of religion. This is Holy Week. So let's take our time out and think about it.
We'll
Truth Brothers Radio. Right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Two words, United States. No love, no breaks, no brown high stakes. Crack smoke, black folks, Big Mac, fat folks, ecstasy capsules, presidential scandals, everybody moves. Two words, Mos Def, K-Web, hot shit. Calm down, get back, ghetto people got this. Game porn, lock shit, gun porn, cop shit. We won't stop shit, everybody move. Two words, BKNY, Bed-Stuy, too hard, too hungry, too many.
Shelly Perry, the man who brought you Jesus is... presents Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster, the new hit stage play everyone's talking about at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater next to the Currency Exchange down the street from 3/5th Bank, the bank for colors. It's the story of how one woman got up to make toast and found Jesus.
Oh! Oh my God! Jesus! Is that you in there?
You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll bring butter. Jet Magazine says, this some bull here. King Magazine says, I've never seen so many big asses in my life. And The Final Call says, it's cooning at its best. Starring Loretta Devine as Mama.
Somebody almost ran up with all of my stuff.
Also, Conscience Vaughn from The Parkers. You know him as Waldo. Sean Harrison from Family Matters. R&B sensation Howard Jewett as the light-skinned singer. Delicious from Flavor of Love. Wendy Williams as Bitter Mama.
How you doing?
It's a man, baby.
And in a triumphant return to the stage, Cisco as the Dragon Chaser.
I came looking for man's butt.
And as Jesus, Bullethead from the Steve Harvey Show. That's Mama Saw Jesus in the Toaster at the new old rebuilt Regal Theater, sponsored by 3/5th Bank, the bank for colors. Get your tickets now. Bring the whole family.
Man, I saw this 4 times. I still don't get it. Who the hell is Sean Harris?
A Shelly Perry production.
Praise Jesus is free, right?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey yo, word, shot town, south side, worldwide, cut eye, rep that, chill, I fucking die. One neck, two chains, one way, two get, one wall, 20 plaques, dude say, give me that. I am limelight, blueprint, 5 mics, go get it, rhyme like, should have been signed twice. Most imitated, Grammy nominated, hotel accommodated, cheerleader prom dated, mom and shop player hated, mom and pop bootlegged it, so like the rain to the roof caved in. You were shot town, raised me crazy.
Truth Brothers Radio, we are back. We are talking about, right now we're talking about religion, but of course for our second hour we're going to ask that question, what is beauty? What is true beauty?
True beauty.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and you.
Well, we got a couple of comments. Andrea said this is a very big planet as well, so the 144,000 got a lot of work ahead of them. And then she says no one wants the parts of Reconstruction. Ultimate Success said, if the religious sect that thinks only 144,000 are going to heaven, then why do they try to recruit and convert people? They should be trying to reserve a spot for themselves.
Well, of course, Christianity teaches you not to be selfish. So why I have to, the word of God says, bring more into London so that we may create more lions in heaven.
Well, there you go.
I don't know. All right. What the hell? It don't matter.
There you go.
I mean, too many rules.
Easter bugs me.
It does?
Easter bugs.
Why does Easter bug?
Easter bugs me because, first off, you deep down in your heart, you know you're not celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. You know you're not celebrating the resurrection of Jesus. Because if you were celebrating the resurrection of Jesus, the holiday wouldn't float. You would know that you would know his execution date 3 days after his execution date. You would be doing every just like Christmas is every year, but this floats because
it's
spring floats,
right?
The vernal equinox,
right?
Float, and that's why this floats. This has nothing to do with Jesus. This has to do with the renewal of spring and getting sexual and bringing forth of life and a celebration of life. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Shouldn't be.
But the whole reason you got eggs and rabbits don't lay eggs, is because of the proclivity of the rabbit.
Yeah.
And egg meaning the birth of life or the birth of children, you know.
Right. Yeah.
The whole thing. That's the whole point to the whole thing, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like you feel like you got to put your religion on this and make it into what you want, and that ain't cool to me.
Let me ask you a question right now, and I want you to be 100 with me and the people out here. 818-514-1202. Is religion a business? Is it really just a business that we don't know about?
What's that?
Religion.
Yes, of course.
No.
It's not just a religion. Some of these, the Catholics, that's a nation.
No doubt.
The Vatican is a separate, independent country with its own police force and own governing rule.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all do know that the Pope, when he got confirmed this week, the first thing he did was meet with heads of state. That's the only religion that you've seen that happen with. Think about it.
No, I know. Who,
I'm just saying.
I mean,
think about
those who, that's the part of what we do is to inform and educate. So I just figured that might be something you might want to lay on the people. We've had this conversation
right.
numerous times.
And Easter, I mean, if I want to just be real and I'm going to be blunt about the thing, most of y'all out there don't care about Jesus. Most of y'all out there care about the beating of Jesus. Most of y'all get off. I mean, the whole point of that movie, The Passion of the Christ, didn't cover anything about the teachings of Jesus, didn't cover about his principles or what he did to get executed. It focused on the ass whooping and the execution.
And the carrying of the cross.
The torture.
That's the passion
right.
of the cross. Maybe we should have named it that.
That was the whole point to that. And I remember going to see the movie,
mm-hmm.
and oh boy, was people mad. I was in it, man. You would have thought I was seeing a Chris Tucker movie or something. I was laughing so hard.
A Kevin Hart joint.
I was cracking up because it was ridiculous. If you anybody who's watched that movie, 818-514-1202, please call in.
Because
if you can believe that a human being can take the beating that dude took in that movie and then carry the giant cross up a mountain to be executed, you're crazy.
But see, here's the thing.
And then with the beating that he took, you'll look at that beating he took from the police and still say that Jesus wasn't black.
Nah, but here's the thing. See, people are going to say the reason he had the energy to do such thing was because he was a superhero. He had all these powers.
And yet his powers didn't get him out of there.
Okay, dude.
So it was a kryptonite-laced cross.
I got you with that. Now, see, here's my problem. The thing, I saw the movie, right? And I didn't see it at the show. I saw it when everybody brought the bootleg. Well, my family went to see it first, and then everybody
right.
bought the bootleg version, brought it to the house, because I'm like, there's no way I'm going to see this movie. And when I heard everybody talk, man, it's going to change your life, and this, that, and the third. And I'm like, okay, we all at Granny's house. Why not? And I'm watching it with my little cousin. I'm not going to say her name.
No.
But she was watching, and she had to get up and leave, because the tears were coming
sure.
down his
That's
face.
That's your compassion. You're seeing a man getting bludgeoned on screen. Yes.
But the first thing that came to my mind was, why did they pull out the rake whip? Like, when
exactly.
they hit him with the rake whip.
Exactly.
And I'm like, okay. Then
exactly.
every dude in there, it's getting quiet. And I'm looking around like, for real? All y'all, I just, So I had to be the dude to say genital warts. Like, I had to say.
Huh?
Like, you, that's a Family Guy episode.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's, I had to come out and say, for real, nobody's going to say anything about
the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
Right.
So I'm like, the dude took a rake whip, took a regular whip, took, all right, we're going to slash his hands. We're going to do all, we're going to basically cut the back of his shit. I saw a whoop, what dude got, I saw in the movie Hostel 1, 2, and 3, and he didn't make it out alive.
Exactly.
But this dude made it out. They cleaned him off. Then they said, hey, man, not only now it's time for some embarrassment. Carry your cross up 92nd and Langley all the way to 95th and Cottage Grove and stand it there. Now, you do that. On top of all that, we sit you out here for the whole land to see. Now, everybody
right.
got – everybody's – evidently, they got these feelings for you. They feel bad for you, but nobody decides to say, hey, man – no need for this dude to carry a cross. He suffered enough, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then it's another scene, right? When they had, when they was like, all right, we're going to give Jesus this open trial, right, and leave it up to the people.
No, hold on. Wait, wait. Before you go there, Ultimate Success asked us, are we agnostics? And I just answered, not really.
No.
Look, here's my thing. I believe in a historical Jesus. I believed in a Jesus that was a black revolutionary messiah. I have no problems with that. If you look at what Jesus preached and what Jesus taught against the conventional society. Jesus taught against organized religion because the Jews at that time, or the Pharisees and the Sadducees and all of that,
exactly.
was the organized religion that was running the town along with the government, just like today in the black community where you've got your churches and your liquor stores and your aldermen all making sure you stay poor.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same conspiracy. Jesus came in and taught against what they were preaching, and they had a problem with that because people started listening to him.
Right. When they
tell you the story about the devil taking him up on the mountain, well, the devil, some religions will tell you that it was the devil with the hoof and the pitchfork, but most of the people will tell you it was the governor.
Yeah.
It was the government who went up there and said, hey, you know what, we can set aside a place for you, and we can fit you into this because we're going to cut you in on this because you're messing us up.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, I can't be bought. That's not what your church, well, what a lot of churches like to teach. They like to teach you the mystical Shazam of it all, but they're not teaching you that, yeah, this is a man who stood up to the government and said, I can't be bought.
Yeah.
I won't bend when I don't bend when I don't have to, when I don't scratch where I don't itch. That's why he was executed, like Martin Luther King, like Malcolm X, like Mahatma Gandhi.
Mm-hmm.
When you stand up to real-world principles, they're going to execute you. When you go along to get along, you get to become congressman.
Jesse.
And I wasn't even going to say, I didn't say a name. I'm just saying.
We can't say names?
Just saying.
We can't say names?
Just saying.
This ain't Truth Brothers
this
Radio?
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
Okay, then. I was just making a connect the dots on their own. All right. And it's not about
so
being.
This is about, I don't believe in Shazam. I don't believe
exactly.
Moses parted the Red Sea. Moses didn't part the Red Sea. The Red Sea didn't split in two by magic, and a nation crossed it. That doesn't happen.
When the last time you heard a snake talk? That it's things like that that I don't believe.
When
like,
they said that they was closing 50 schools in Chicago.
Exactly. But see, again, people are going to tell you that it was an actual serpent, a snake. Came up to him and spoke to him. It's no, animals don't speak. They don't speak English, at least. Let's just say that. Well,
parrot.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying.
Really?
Right.
But the parrot ain't evil.
But right.
But no, I mean, it's just too much about story. Or it's too much in the Bible. It's too much about story that's one either contradicting itself that people don't seem. Because like I said, like I was having a conversation with someone, the Bible. Is preaching on slavery. They're good for the Bible's good for slavery, and it says that. I was actually speaking to a person who holds a political position out where we stay about
mm-hmm.
this.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to this dude, yes, it preaches slavery.
Right.
It does.
You want to look at it from that aspect. Look at your Old Testament. How come the Old Testament was about fire, brimstone, and kicking ass?
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't accepted, and it was getting a foothold on everything. And the Bible is about God said, hey, that's your land. See all them people over there? Kick their ass and get them out of there. It's okay. I'm God.
I give you the right.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you just sit there and wear and mix threads?
There you go.
Kill him.
Yep. Whoa, 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 whoa.
God was not a nice person in the Old Testament. God was a grumpy dude. Then he had
older.
A kid, mellowed out, and wanted to be a grandparent. Because you know how your grandparents get all nice? Those aren't the same people you grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
Them the same. Right. You know, they just get nice. So then when you get the New Testament, magically, after Christianity gets established, which is 400 years after Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's an established religion that has to help keep order in the society.
Right.
Everybody mellows out and it's cool and everybody, hey, calm down. Don't get so upset.
But why?
Relax.
At the same time, the same people who preach Christianity are the ones boxing on world star hip hop.
Dig that.
That's what's crazy.
Yeah. And we got a caller. 505, you are on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name? 505? Okay, they're just listening. It's cool.
Okay. But, again, my question is, you these are the ones who preach, who say, man, we're the most calm, we're the most laid-back religion. We listen to Kirk Franklin and Yolanda Adams. But at the same time, you're having church fights on world-style hip-hop.
Okay, you want to go there?
Yeah.
I'll also, hey, you know what? When you sit there and talk about how your religion is all about peace and fruit and happiness and everybody get along, and then you want to rape a woman on a bus because she's working, there's something wrong with your religion right there.
Yeah.
When you sit there and want to strap a bomb to your back and blow up a school full of kids because one little girl said, I want to be able to get educated. I want to be able to own my own business. I want rights as well as a man. And you blow up a little girl, there's something wrong with your religion.
And that's
so we're not just calling out
Christ. Yeah,
we're not just calling out Christianity.
It's just, to me, it's all structured religions together.
If I believe that I hold the key to God in my heart or in my hand, or I've heard God tell me something, I shouldn't have to blow you up to get you to catch where I'm coming from. I should be able to raise you up. I should be able to say with my words and my deeds what I'm about.
But
I shouldn't have to kill you to get my point across.
But see, the thing about it is people believe that if you don't believe in any religion at all, and I'm saying some, not all,
right.
But some people do believe that if you don't believe in a religion at all, you can't have goodwill inside of you. You can't be a good person because there's nothing there to get
Steve
to make
Harvey.
You be exactly the Harvey who I was about to mention was the main one to say that, hey man, if you don't, where's your moral barometer if you don't believe in God? And not and he was speaking strictly on Christianity. And again,
right,
I'm gonna be honest, Steve Harvey was one of the dudes I looked up to as far as what he did. And he does do a lot of things for young brothers.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I like that about him. It's just his views on, he's so bullheaded when it comes to certain views if you think outside of what he thinks about as far as religion. He does, if you don't believe in that, then he said it out of his mouth, there's no reason for me to talk to you.
Right.
And that in itself to me is bullheaded and stubborn because you can learn something from anybody. It
That's
doesn't
right.
matter who it is. You can learn something from
That's
them.
Right.
But the fact that you're going to say that, hey, if you don't believe in this, I can't talk to you, is idiotic
to
me.
I believe in the way Jesus walked. I believe in the things he did for people. I don't believe the man walked on water. No, I don't believe the man walked on water. Sorry, I don't. I know if he did, terrific. The Flash and Superman can too. What is
exactly.
that doing for you?
Exactly, and that's it's,
what
again,
is that doing for you?
I'm willing. It's just the
but
story.
But every religious deity
me.
Has powers. But because Christianity is the dominant form of religion in the world, is one of the dominant forms of religion in the world today. Mm-hmm. We get caught up in, okay, everything that they say is right. But Christianity came and stomped down a whole lot of different religions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That all taught the same thing in principle. It shouldn't be. I shouldn't have to force my belief on you. If we both know, if your house burned down, I'm coming with a bucket of water. Or my house burned down, I'm coming with a bucket of water. You coming with a bucket of water? It shouldn't matter if I say God, Allah, Ganesh, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't matter.
But see, that's
if the principles unite. Labels divide, and it's too much division for religion for me.
And that's why I roll on principles alone. That's what I roll with. I believe sincerely on principles because I'm not an evil person. And it's not a religion inside of me that makes me believe that. It's just the fact that I believe in doing good for people. I believe in treating people fairly. I believe
right.
in just, hey, if I believe whatever you put out there, you will get back. I believe in karma, but people will tell me, how can you believe in karma if you don't believe in religion? I've been told
because
that.
The universe is round.
Nah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nah. See, now you, but God created the universe.
Right.
So he had to create karma.
Right.
That's what they're saying to me. How can I believe
right.
in karma, but I can't believe in God? So I
you
said.
Can, no, you believe in a higher power, but God is consciousness.
Exactly.
When you come into consciousness, you're coming into your God power. Oh, I'm sorry. Here we go again. I guess I shouldn't have said that. But yeah, I do believe. Yes, I do believe that. Yes, you
Man.
Can become a God. Yes. You want to? If it gets too uncomfortable, you can become a God with a little G, and God can be the God with the big G. But either way, if you practice the principles, Jesus was a God.
It is all right. Yes.
Jesus was a God. Jesus had a very high level of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. All of those brought together, you can achieve a God consciousness. You have the power to create. You have the power to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also be the devil. So yeah, and getting that just straight, the devil is a consciousness that can be expressed in you. The devil is just the negative aspect of God.
Exactly. See,
I don't believe that the devil is sitting in the middle of the earth underground with horns and a pitchfork and hooves
and killing everybody who's already dead, stabbing their souls with his magical pitchfork
yeah,
that he
your
got
soul,
from.
You have no nerve endings. How are you feeling the pain?
That
oh,
he
I'm
got,
sorry.
That he got from Ariel's dad from The Lion King. That's the same pitch.
Right.
I mean, not The Lion King, but The Little Mermaid. That's the same pitchfork.
Right, the Triton.
There you go. So. Again,
and every religion, every civilization, every place where people have organized en masse and shared stories all have these same stories.
Yeah.
You call it hell, H-E-L-L, but the Norse, but in North mythology, it was called hell, H-E-L.
Mm-hmm. It's also called Hades.
Call Hades.
Yeah.
Every really the Comedians, the Egyptians had some. The Greeks had some. The Norse had Vikings had their version. Everybody has this. It's the same thing. So in principle, we all should be able to get along. But it's that same religion or same government or whatever that will come along and tell you to step on the person next to you.
Yeah.
You all right over there?
No, I'm
okay,
great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, yeah.
818-514-1202. We would love to hear your comments. Come on, bring what you got. It's all good.
But we're not going to, you know, it's a lot going on, and, yeah, we're not going to.
I mean, we've given a bunch of shows like this. I mean, again, I'm not big on the homosexuality thing. That's not the way I roll. That's not my thing. But I don't have to beat and kill somebody because they're different than me. I don't have to, because believe it or not, there's a whole lot of straight dudes that's molesting children.
Yeah.
There's
we
a lot just, of straight
we had plenty
dudes
of stories.
That's doing a whole, we just gave you two stories. They wasn't gay, they were straight.
Mm-hmm. And again, My thing, we've covered them stories numerous times before. We did one last week. We did one the week before that. It's almost to a point we're doing one of those every week, which is crazy. But we got a guy who killed his kid because he said God told him to do it. And now I'm not even talking about molesting.
Right.
But
got
I'm just
you.
Saying
yeah.
we got
And
got,
you had a president that took a nation to war with the wrong country because God told him to do it.
Exactly. But you know, we digress, man. We really I think we're turning a lot of people off with this, man. So we really need to check ourselves at the door.
Yeah, don't
that's what happens when
hey.
Candace get here. When
yeah.
Candace is not
Candace
here, we
keeps
just
us straight.
Yeah, she keeps us in line. But whatever. Anyway, second hour conversation, man. We'll be getting into
what's true beauty. But I mean, you want to go there? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Religion is in the eye of the beholder.
Exactly. But now you keep drawing me. Every time
yeah,
I get out, man,
got,
you're drawing me back in. I know.
We're going to finish this up. Let's just finish it up.
Okay. See, if religion is in the eye of the beholder, and you telling me that certain things are supposed to be within your guidelines or your rules, your Ten Commandments or your rules or whatever the case may be, right? If you're saying that you shouldn't kill, why would you tell me that God told for me to kill? Well, though he said in this, on the other hand, I shouldn't kill. So when is it okay to kill? Because when I was told, again, I'm going to tell you how the reason
it's thousands of years old.
Mm-hmm.
It's written by man.
I know.
And, you know, at the same time, religion can be a beautiful thing.
It can.
Religion can be a beautiful thing. The people in the North, and
the Norse guys?
I'm talking about the Vikings and the people who lived up. Right. The Norse people.
Right.
Had a thing, and I'm using them as a specific example because I could go off on the Afrocentric thing. I could go off on the Commission thing, but then you might say that I'm being racist. I'm trying to show how all of this interconnects
so
and it's
beyond
North. Race. Right.
Going to North
so
right.
They had a thing where they believed that the universe was all connected by a living tree called Yggdrasil,
mm-hmm.
and it was called the world's tree. And when you looked at the tree and all of its branches and everything, and you could find the different realms that all their different, you know, deities and everything believed in, from hell all the way up top to Asgard and Valhalla, the same thing. Heaven's up top, hell's at the bottom, and so on and so on. But, like, over the weekend, I was looking at the Science Channel. I look at the Science Channel a lot. And the Science Channel was talking about fractals and dark matter and how you can trace the path and how the dark matter and dark energy is pushing the universe further apart. And they were showing a path. They were showing a path of how dark matter intertwines with the universe. What did it look like? Yggdrasil. It looked just like the world tree. But there's some people. There's the beautiful thing about people is how much ingenuity they have and how resourceful they can be. There was a tribe in Africa who could see a star that you could not spot with the human eye, and they had it tracked. And they was tracking it and had festivals around the particular tracking of this star, which they could not see. So how did they see it and know it was there? Because modern man did not know it was there until the 70s when NASA could finally see it and actually track it.
Mm-hmm.
So just like I was mentioning with the dark matter and these people up north in around Scandinavia and all of that, how did they see that? How did they come to that particular vision? That's a beautiful thing about religion. So as we can go in on it, we can talk about the beautiful things, too. Everything has a positive and negative to it. That's all I'm trying
to
get at.
The yin and the yang of life.
Exactly.
We all know that. It's just, I can't even blame it on people, man. I can't blame people for their ideas because everybody has their own way of looking at something, and that's cool. I believe that's one of the few things I like about and I don't like people all to begin with, but let's just say that's one of the few things I do like about people is that they're different, and that helps me figure them out to an extent. But when you come to a point where you're judging people on what they do, that makes me upset. But
yeah,
go ahead, finish it.
No, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this puppy up. We're about to go into the second hour. When we get into the second hour, we're gonna talk about what is true beauty. What is beauty to you? What is ugly? It's all subjective, so there's no right and wrong answers. we can get off of the religion and the Jesus thing, and we can have a lot of fun with this one. So 818-514-1202 when we come back, Truth Brothers Radio.
You got the show, the show, the show, the show.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free, and get down to the sounds of your PMG. Or you should keep quiet while the MC rap. But if you're tired, then go take a nap. Or stay awake and watch the show I take, because right now I'm about to shake and bake. The E-R-I-C-K is my name, I spell things to the clientele, yo, I rock well. I'm not an MC who talking all that junk about who can be who. Sound like a punk, I just get down and I go.
Hello, this is Candace, producer of Truth Brothers Radio, here to inform you of a global epidemic that has afflicted millions of people throughout the ages, FUD, fucked up dome disease. It starts at birth and progressively gets worse as the person ages. Everyday people that you know suffer from FUD, like that guy at the grocery store, that girl that you work with, that weird kid that rides your school bus every day.
Oh, look at his head.
People that you know and love. Admit it, there is definitely someone you know and love who suffers from FUD. Famous celebrities such as Tyra Banks, Reggie Miller, Ray Allen, Forrest Whitaker, Steven Seagal, Val Kilmer, Rosie O'Donnell, Paula Deen are plagued with having FUD. Many FUD sufferers live in denial by stating that they just have a lot on their mind. But it's simply not true. For just 72 cents a day, you can help control FUD by providing these FUD victims with the necessary items, such as extra large hats,
helmets,
scarves, paper bags, to help these people cope with this incurable disease. Won't you help support Truth Brothers in our never-ending fight to control FUD and make a difference by calling 888-BIG-HEAD. That's 888-244-4323. Stop staring. Start caring. FUD. Just give a damn.
Why do our kids have FUD?
Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. That's 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys know you can hit us up at our email at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
Right. Oh, man. And the producer supreme, Candace, is out sick right now, but she is in the chat room monitoring us and trying to make sure we stay in line. Man, I love FUD, man. That's one of my favorites.
He's back on Heathen Radio.
There you go.
Yeah, her FUD is that
FUD
good.
Is awesome.
FUD is, you know, people don't. Now, is FUD beauty? Do people who have FUD, are they beautiful?
It can be, yeah. And to another FUD sufferer.
So you're saying anybody
Rosie
without
FUD? Rosie is married.
So you telling me anybody without FUD, I mean, can't find somebody with FUD handle.
Oh, that's true. Someone finds Rosie. Yeah, Saddam Hussein. Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know, it's funny. Yeah, some people been biting on FUD, too, making their own versions.
Now, why are you trying to learn them up?
Just saying.
Why are you trying to learn
it's
them
nice.
People up, though, man? Whatever.
Every knock is a boost. Love it.
But you know, hey, what is true beauty? What is beautiful to you guys? What is ugly? When you hear us teasing somebody, hey, you know, it's all in fun and not meant to be mean or hurt anybody. But you know, sometimes you might feel something. There's some people who believe that, you know, some people we might tease is actually good looking, and it's all fine. It's all good.
Well, I don't know about you.
Yeah, let's hear it.
But what is true beauty, right? Again, we were saying something earlier that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Now, let's be 100, right? How many people really, and I guess I'm going to have to be mean here, but
don't.
I can't even.
Dude. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Look, it's my time. I get certain time. Candace ain't here. I can say something. She ain't here.
I can say something.
So my thing is, do you really find, it was a question you put out there that people were answering, that can big women be beautiful? Absolutely. Some people said my, and a person came behind that and said, yes, big women can be beautiful. Let me ask you this, though. Isn't it that big women be the ones that say, yeah, big women can be beautiful? I'm not saying that this person is big, but I'm just saying it's ironic that when you in a position that's not, where society says is beautiful, you look at that and say, of course it can be beautiful because I'm looking at it from that person's point of view. You sniff what I'm baking?
I think so.
So it's like, Can a 672-pound woman be beautiful? Really?
Yeah, if you're looking at the totality of it all.
The total
sure.
totality is
yeah.
these 300,
okay,
672
still,
lbs.
There's still personality.
Okay,
there
you
what
go.
What makes this person? I mean, there's some people, their personality is what draws out their beauty. For some people, their sense of humor.
Yeah,
is what draws out their beauty. To me, Carol Burnett, extremely funny lady. That's what makes her nice looking to me. Because I mean, just meeting her face to face, not my cup of tea. But it's that thinking you know that person by watching them through their comedy,
mm-hmm.
is what's nice.
Okay. So are you saying? Are you telling me that? That the physical features can be taken away due to a person's personality. That's what makes them beauty.
The strength of the person's personality or the strength of what's inside of them that can trump it. Yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
But I mean, at the same time, look, me myself, I knew someone was gonna go there. Here it comes.
Wait, what do you got?
Here it comes. Okay. Oh, Drea just said, I think Precious.
Yeah.
She is a good actress. Does that make her pretty? Yes, it does.
Really?
Yes, it does.
Really?
Look.
Okay.
When she first came out and I saw that movie, the strength of her performance. Look.
If you cute in the... Oh, we got another... Go ahead. Finish.
Yeah. No. If she... The strength of her performance made her a beautiful person. What's inside of her made her beautiful.
Okay.
Now...
Now,
when you do certain things, for me, myself, when she said that, you know, she's trying to lighten her skin, that made her ugly to me because you don't love yourself enough to think that you have to. When I see a beautiful sister with blonde hair, that don't do it for me.
Okay.
Now, that's a personal thing.
Okay.
So all you sisters out there with blonde hair, if that's what you want to rock, I've got no control. Do your thing. It's not what the hell I think should motivate or stop you from doing what you're doing. But for me, when I see a sister with blonde hair, to me she's saying that she's not good enough and that if she don't try to take on some white features, she's not beautiful.
I like how you're thinking that. But
I don't like that.
That's like you said, that's you and that's in the eye.
Andrea
of the
just
host.
Asked, would you date Precious?
That was my next question. I'm not even going to lie. Would you date Precious?
Me, myself, no.
But she's a beautiful sister.
She is a beautiful sister, but she's not my type. And I like thick women. I've got no problems
Precious
with thick women,
is
but she's
bigger.
Not. Yeah,
yeah, okay.
She doesn't
then.
Qualify as thick for
she
me.
She doesn't.
And
I have a whole lot of, issues with that. She's got handlers who says, yeah, and she said, but she's a beautiful person. She can be a beautiful person, but that don't mean that's for me.
So, okay, how many beautiful people do you know that you wouldn't date?
I don't know.
But the only reason I ask is because when I say somebody is beautiful, if I had the opportunity to date them,
right,
I probably would.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I can't name nobody. Like, Serena is beautiful. Her sister's not so much. But, again, that's just me. The dude
right.
who she's dating now, which is this model white guy,
right.
she's dating, he thinks it's something about her.
Right.
But the thing is,
there's someone for everybody.
But the thing about that is, I don't think if he rolled up to her before the tennis career and in Compton, he'd pick her out and say,
You don't know that.
Really?
You don't.
You don't think it's a status thing?
I don't know. It probably is.
Okay.
But I mean,
that's what I'm saying.
Just, we don't know. You don't know her. You don't know him. You're just saying what you think. That's just a speculation. You can't say that for real.
Again, I'm just saying. I don't think he said puckery. Yeah, I don't think that. I really don't think that he would. That's why I said it was just my opinion. I don't think he would roll up and he's a steel model status. And he sees Venus walking down the street going to the corner store. He's going to say, you, come here. I need your life. Now,
there's people who do it.
It's celebrities that roll through the hood.
No, we're not talking about that. I don't know
I'm
if
saying.
He's a celebrity.
He is. He's
who
a celebrity.
The hell is he?
He's some I don't
okay,
wanna,
but he ain't. He's whatever.
He's known.
Okay.
He's known.
Yeah,
in the modeling. How many male models do we really know? That's what I'm saying.
Again, right.
Exactly. But he is a known male model. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, and you saying that, I mean, from a guy's vantage point, there's a whole lot of guys who are in sports or blah, 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 who go out there and get women who are not known.
But they ain't trying to keep them. They do it for and the guys are different, though.
I was about to say.
Yeah, guys are different.
I was going to say, I don't believe Shaq's wife was known until she married Shaq.
Nah,
and
what I mean.
Cut the fool.
Okay.
But I'm saying, Emmitt Smith or Emmitt Smith married a chick who wasn't really known before. I mean, guys, that happens.
Yeah, I mean, but guess because, you know, guys don't go on status. We don't really. We go for.
Again.
We
so
go for.
Maybe dude might have been driving through Compton and
okay.
a tennis ball, and he stopped the Porsche and said, "You, Plain Jane, you're for me."
Plain Jane.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. But getting back on the Precious thing, I mean, just because I wouldn't be with you, don't make you ugly. That just means I wouldn't be with you. Trying to be right here.
No, you're right because I'm not you know wrecking everybody's Richter scale as far as the beauty goes. I'm not an ugly guy, but you know I'm not killing everybody's Richter scale is what I'm saying.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, but at the same time, I don't. There's no way I could date Precious.
Right.
no way. And it's just
right.
me because Precious, I heard she was dating somebody last I heard.
Someone's bouncing on that. Someone's hitting it.
It's making my stomach hurt, though.
But
like,
hey, someone's making her stomach hurt.
Whatever, right? I guess.
Right.
It's something. Well, again, but then again, you have, like, to me, let's just be real. A lot of people find Beyonce beautiful. I don't, which is weird to a lot of people when I say she's not beautiful to me.
Beyonce doesn't necessarily do it for she's a beautiful sister, but that's not me. That's not me at all.
I mean, it ain't even that.
No.
I can't even find like.
And then to come home from work and you rocking that blonde, like no, that's the wrong answer for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
But would you?
Well, take it for a spin around the block.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But
I wouldn't keep it. But
no.
For God,
hold on.
If there's sisters out there who want to say something about that, please call in 818-514-1202. I'm gonna say for guys can have a category for yes, I wouldn't keep it, but I would get out of spin around the block.
I give it a test drive.
Right.
Now you test drive Beyonce, and she's not beautiful. To you,
no,
but
no.
You
I said she's beautiful. She's not for me, though.
Okay, but you said Precious is beautiful.
Yeah, but you wouldn't get out a test drive. No, thank you. We could be friends. We could be friends.
Why
not? Great friends.
Why not?
Because one, our friendship don't hit the rocks. Because I'm a true friend. When you said you wanted to bleach your skin, I'd be like, "What are you? Why are you getting on this? I want to get on TV saying that crazy mess. What's wrong with you?"
Oh my God. Uh-huh. Oh man. Okay. Now you.
Yeah. So,
See, that's my thing, but I wouldn't even. We got to take a break, and I'll tell you what I think about it. We'll be right back after more Truth Brothers Radio.
That's where you at. All right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Terror is a bunch of bullshit. Just a poor excuse for you to use up all your bullets. How much money does it take to really make a full clip? 9-11 building 7, did they really pull it? And a bunch of other cover-ups. Your child's future was the first to go with bunch of cuts. If you think that hurts, then wait, here comes the
Truth Brothers Radio.
You're good, but let's be honest, you're not perfect. And that's not American. We strive to be number one in everything. Sports, politics, economics, homelessness, degeneracy. Los Santos is the home of beauty and glamour for the whole world. Live up to society's expectations. Play your part. Your body is a work of art. Don't leave it half finished. It's time for your creative plastic surgery. We'll make your face as tight as a drum. We'll suck fat out of your body with an industrial pump. Increase your confidence with fake breasts to ensure people know what you're all about. For the more adventurous, why not try an extra nose or three breasts? You know how much men like breasts. Can you imagine how wild they'll go for udders?
My wife was complaining that she did all the work. Carried the baby for 9 months, had painful labor. It's not fair to her my nipples are useless. That's why I had creative plastic surgery. I got a set of udders installed. Now my son can suck my udders while I'm watching the game. The fellas at the bar love them too.
Men never stared lasciviously at my ass. Then I had a tail attached. Now people can't stop looking.
Beauty is not skin deep. It's less than that. Creative plastic surgery. Achieve your own utopia.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hip-hop should die before I wake. I put an extended clip inside of my ear.
Roll
every station, murder the DJ.
The BBW. Oh, my bad. We back, man. Truth Brothers Radio. And, yeah, Candace, we can see your comments. Drill, we can see yours, too. First off, I got to propose a question to Big Bro, right?
Yeah, because Drea got me, too, so.
Yeah, so what you're telling me is you drive the Beyonce Dart, but you wouldn't drive the Precious Bug?
Yeah, pretty much. And I know, yeah, and Drea got me because Beyonce had her skin bleached, too.
Yeah.
And it's awful and it's terrible. And as I took it around the block, I'd be scolding her about that, too.
But I'd still be driving.
But I'd still, yeah. Stick shift, yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Let me grab your clutch real quick.
And then Candace said that Precious is not unattractive. She's just a BBW.
Yeah. A baby big wide. I don't think, nah. She, no, nothing about her says... Candace, stop. Like, let's
I wouldn't say
Precious
yeah.
is not
yeah,
a BBW.
No. Jill Scott's a BBW.
Ooh, sweet
Jill
Jesus.
Scott's a BBW.
Don't talk about my wife on the radio, man. I'm going to be
Precious
honest with
is
you.
Just a BB.
Yeah. Big, what?
BW.
Yeah.
Bug.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's
but it's nothing. Hey.
Like, okay, put it like this. Monique, would you do it? Really, you thinking?
I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. Kim Coles, yeah.
But see, Kim Coles is a beautiful woman.
So you saying that Monique isn't?
Monique just ain't for me. It's nothing about Monique that scream. That first off,
Drea say she's getting a little offended. And she said
She says she's in the big girl category. I don't know. I've never seen outside your little
silhouette.
Yeah, silhouette you put on the
right.
Blog Talk. So,
I mean,
I don't know.
Here's the thing about that. See, you could be a BBW. That, trust me, there's nothing wrong with being a BBW. I personally prefer a BBW. Really?
No.
Right, really?
No, I wasn't even going there. Finish. I was going to say something else. Go ahead, finish.
Okay, what was you about to say?
I was going to say, sisters, I love BBWs. If you're going to be a BBW, that doesn't exempt you
right.
from responsibility. Some women believe that I could be a BBW, and that means I just don't have to go to LA Fitness
or Bally's or Export
or Run or anything. I can just go ahead and just gain weight and say I'm sexy because I said so.
Right, exactly. I don't think – see, you want to be a woman who keeps the BBW, but I don't want it to go over to that sloppy
right.
BBW.
Right.
I want to keep it real nice and tight.
And a matter of fact, I'll say people, not just women.
Your dudes do it.
People.
Well, I don't
There's
know.
A lot of people who, yeah, I got somebody, and now that I got somebody – I don't have to do a damn thing no more.
Yeah.
I don't have to work out no more. I don't have to try to stay good looking for this person because I got you now. And
yep.
now you stuck. So bring me some more of them wings. And
put more peanut butter on.
There you go.
Yeah.
And I definitely disagree with that.
Look, I put it like this. If I'm going to hit the gym, do my P90X, and try to keep it right for you, because if I gain 900, there's no – and you know what?
Uh-huh.
Let's be real, right?
Uh-huh.
I was in this relationship a while back, and I asked this person, right, yo, if I gained, like, 700 pounds, would you still, you know, roll with me? She was
right.
like, no, there's no way. She said, I'd help you out up and down your stairs, but I'd cheat on you in your face. Like, that's what she said. So I'm like, okay, so
mm-hmm.
if you gained it, would you want me to do the same thing?
Hell
she said, no.
Hell no. Your dog.
So I asked her, why do you feel it's important for me to maintain my body and keep myself up to make sure that I'm appealing to you, but you feel like, hey, I can let it all go because I can? That was my question. So, again, and I'm going to ask ladies out there, do you feel like it's important for you to maintain your beauty to keep yourself in line with the guy? I mean, for your man?
818-514-1202.
Is that important? Because, or do ladies really feel, and I'm not asking just the ladies who are in the chat room, but I just want
right.
to know.
Oh, Dre already says she knows we're not talking about her, so.
There you go. And I want to know, do women feel as if they once they have their man, I ain't got to do nothing, Noel? Like, when they get that ring on their finger or whatever, do they feel, and that seems to me to be the most important part.
Yep.
When they get that ring on their finger, like, got him.
Yep.
Bring on the peanut butter
right.
and y'all, marshmallow.
Y'all love that song. If you liked it, then you should have put a ring on it. But if I put a ring on it, then, baby, you better maintain it.
Yeah. And I put a ring on it, so you better keep it the way I saw it. That's
right.
That's real sexism and wrong.
No, it isn't. It's an expectation. You should always want to try to maintain sexy in your man's eyes, just like your man should always want to try to maintain that good-looking sexiness in your eyes. And,
right.
yes, I should do, if what you think is sexy, I should do to an extent.
Yeah.
As long as it don't go beyond what I feel is, you know, the definition of who I am. You dig
right.
what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
And, I mean, for a woman, it's the same thing. I mean, if a guy wants you dressing like a hooker, because that's what turned him on, and then he want to take you to Sunday brunch in the hooker outfit, and you're
that's
not how
that's
I get
perfect.
Down.
Yeah.
Right. Then, yeah, you got to draw a boundary line.
I mean, you're all for the cheerleading outfit, and of course, but, yeah, you don't take your girl
right.
to take her to the sit-down
it's,
spot.
Like I say, it's all opinion. So we want to hear you guys as 818-514-1202. But you know what? I'm going to be honest. Here's something that turns me off, and it ain't about your size. It's about some of the things a woman might do. Like, to me, if a 23-year-old woman wear them orange nails or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you a kid. I get it. But when I see, like, orange nails or electric blue nails on a 40, 45-year-old woman, that's just not the hot to me at all. At all. When I see a grown woman wearing those kitty 5-year-old rubber boots with the rubber duckies on them, and, I know that's what's hot in the street right now, but I think grown people look goofy in it.
Yeah. It's certain things.
I like to see a grown woman who has adapted and has mastered her own style.
Okay.
I don't like trendy women.
There you
I don't
go.
Like
yeah.
trendy
okay.
women. I don't.
Okay. Well, I don't know. It's as far as like the look, I agree with you as far as like the nails. It's something about even on kids.
When you got the butterfly with the diamonds in each nail.
You know what though?
Come on, and
I've seen.
And you work at a bank. Come on, kid.
Yeah, like I've seen women who had nails. They wasn't long, but they had like a different color with different things in it. I see you laughing. Somebody done said something that got you there.
Drea is just snapping. I'm sorry, Drea.
But,
say understandable. I see a grown ass man that's. Skinny jeans,
yeah.
And a t-shirt. That I totally agree with you.
When this
120%.
When you a 45-year-old dude rocking True Religion jeans,
yes sir,
posting it on Facebook
with the holes and the yes,
yeah. When you got like, don't get me wrong, see, like the damaged jeans are in. I get you, but it's like if you a grown man, like let's just say you in your 40s. And you talking about snapbacks and tattoos?
Okay.
That's the problem,
okay.
dog. Like,
oh no. When I look, I'm be honest. When I see a grown 45-year-old man
mm-hmm.
got his car with the tinted windows, and you sitting on 28s rocking Chief Keef, you look like an idiot.
I saw that.
You look like a complete and utter idiot.
You
matter of fact. A grown man rocking 28s on his car, I got to kind of shake my head at you, period.
Yeah, and I see that on a consistent basis. Like, I see people who would get out their car and make sure that Rick Ross is blasting loud in their car. And then they get out. I'm assuming to see somebody early 20s,
right,
teens, whatever. You get out and you in your late 30s.
It's your tax attorney.
Right. You get out. And you look like you holding things down for a family, dog.
Yes. Yes.
That's a problem to me.
Look, when I see you in your car on the road and you leaning like you're 21, you leaning in your car and there's babies in the back, in the seats in the back, and you leaning, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, and there's certain things about the guys, and I'm sure a lot of ladies will say, I don't find attractive in this, that, and the third, and you're entitled to that. You're supposed to say that. Now, back to me and what I was saying about what I just think about certain women, I don't find attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, the nails, that's cool. I'm going to be honest, though. One thing that I did find attractive, and I still do, maybe because I'm borderlining, is I see a woman with, like, that tattoo on the lower back, that's still sexy to me. It's just something about that does it. Even the one that started at the back and wraps around to the front, that's still kind of sexy to me. It
depends
does.
Depends on how it's done.
Yeah.
It really depends on how
I just don't find
it
a real
really
big, dumb.
Done.
Yeah. I mean, I, but you do have, because I'm the eclectic type, I'm real. You know me. You know I like to be weird.
Yeah.
That's, I'm a weird dude.
There's some women. Again, if you're the artist that do sculptures,
right,
and you live in that lifestyle, or you play in a band,
right,
I can get that in the appropriate venue. I get it. But if you work for the gas company and you want to come to the office. With your tongue ring and nose piercing.
And that big earring in your ear that makes
yes.
your ear
oh,
look like.
Drea just, yeah, with the Shanae earrings,
yeah.
with the Barbie bitch on it.
Yeah,
yeah. That's Drea, yeah.
yeah.
I can't stand that. Or you know what? And maybe a lot of guys are definitely going to disagree with this. But for me, I almost find it a borderline turnoff to see women who love to wear high heel shoes.
What?
Yeah.
Are
the high heel shoes, I get it. It's sexy.
Yes.
I get it. But the mentality to me, if you constantly wearing high heels and you know this is tearing your feet up, then it tells me that you're not intelligent enough to say, you know what, I care enough about me when I get older not to have osteoporosis and tear my spine up just to try to attract you. If you can't find me sexy in flats, then maybe I'm not for you.
Okay,
I find that sexy.
Let me just say.
Now, under the right circumstances, I got no
problem. Let me just say, I'm attracted to heels at any time of the day. I'm sorry. That's just, I love.
Right, but do you want your woman to wear heels every day? Go to work and to the office in heels every day.
It wouldn't bother me.
But it's going to tear feet up. It's going to tear spine up.
Well, look, dog, that's her spine in her wheelchair when she gets old. If she wants to hover around, that's her business. I tell her, baby, you was killing it at 30. I'll tell her.
With your crooked spine.
But at that point, we both crooked.
Come in and take your calcium pills and sit down.
We got to build you up. Sure, your feet arc up like that because you can't.
Right. I mean, I get it. I know it's sexy, and I do, but I don't want to see. I don't want to see someone I care about tear themselves up,
you know,
just to be sexy.
I love, you know what I do find attractive in a woman, man?
What?
And it's, what?
I said what?
Oh, I thought you said booty. I was going to say, well, of course, yeah, nah. But, no, that athletic look. I love that.
Yeah.
Like, that, if I can rock the shoe. Like, again, it's not a young thing, and I get that. But maybe because I've always played sports. That's always been my thing. And I used to always be around women who played. We went away to weight games and had all those things. I was around women who always played sports, too. And because of that, I would go out and we would be watching the girls practice. I was like, it's super sexy to me to have to know a woman and see her rocking some gym shoes with the basketball shorts. And it was something that was sexy to me, the athletic look on a woman. That's it's a fantasy. We'll just, you know, maybe I'll, you know, live that out in later life. But that's something sexy to me. I love the athletic look. So we talk
okay,
about.
Okay, now, for the sisters out there, again, 818-514-1202. For a lot of sisters out there, do you find it offensive, whether you're light-skinned or not, when you see a dude who swear all he loves is red bone women?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so hot to me. Oh, man, I love some red bones. Ha, ha, even if you are, that's how they sound to me.
Okay.
Even if you are fair-skinned or dark-skinned, do you take offense to somebody who just like one particular type of woman?
I like a long-haired, thick, red bone, like them dudes that say that.
Right. Because to me, if a dude really just, if you love red bones like that and you just love these light-skinned women so much, to me, that's cold as just saying, hey, you know, I ain't got a white woman yet. Because I bet you he'll trade your red bone ass in for a white woman
as soon
as he get a chance.
Oh, yeah, that's coming. That is coming. See, the thing about it is, man, I don't have a particular taste until, you know, I mean, I don't.
You talking about shade?
Yeah, I don't have a particular
taste.
Right,
I'm with you.
Because, I mean, you could be beautiful and be a light-skinned woman, but it's not like I'm going to come in and say, no, I don't date dark-skinned women because they have attitudes or whatever.
Exactly.
Not saying that. I've heard dudes say
that.
Exactly.
I'll date anybody dumb enough to put up with me.
You need a, after a while, you're going to need a psychiatrist to deal with me. I know this. I know I'm crazy. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. But if you are the type of person to limit yourself and saying you don't date dark-skinned women because they have an attitude, well, that's like saying I don't date light-skinned women because they are conceited from what I've heard. I'm not saying this. This is just from a poll I've taken through a few of my guy friends and females that are into dating other women, which is crazy. But I don't feel like it's the shade of a person that determines their personality.
Dig it.
You know, like I hate when somebody tell me, you know, you're cute for a dark guy. Like that kind of, I didn't know how to take that. Like I've been told that like at least four times, you know, minimum. And it the first time I heard it, I was like, that sounds racist. Though it's coming from a black person.
Right.
It sounded racist. I don't know, you know, and, you know, maybe you've never heard it, but, you know, it's weird.
No, I heard. I got you.
Yeah, it's weird to have somebody say, you know, for a dark, like, I know women hear it for a dark-skinned guy. You're, for a dark-skinned woman, you're cute. Like, do women take that as a compliment?
I don't think so. I definitely know one particular woman that don't.
Ah, the Supreme.
The Supreme. Yep, here it comes.
Yeah, she's in there.
Yeah.
But no, it's one of those things that I think, again, you shouldn't determine beauty on a person's shade, though people like Lil Wayne and
Neo,
that said, yo, you know, I prefer this because my baby will be cuter.
Which, you big dummy.
Yeah. In all actuality, yeah. So, but, you know, and, you know, Red Summer. Light-skinned, beautiful woman,
mm-hmm.
You know, and whatever.
Right.
Jill Scott,
yeah.
Dark-skinned, beautiful woman. I put it like this. I'm going to tell you who somebody else I believe is beautiful on the soul side. Outside of, you know, Erykah Badu, I always said I
no
do.
No doubt.
I'd DDT her in a second. Dude, I'd hit up with the croons. But anyway.
Right.
Lauryn Hill. I've always,
yes.
I loved.
Hell
and
yeah.
I see. I love Lauryn's soul. Like,
right.
That's what I found attractive about
right.
Lauryn.
It's her spirit.
Yeah.
Well, what you perceive as her spirit, because you've never really met her. You think
right.
You know her from what you've heard on record.
Right.
So what you hear on record, her spirit makes you, that is what makes you attracted to her.
Whoa. I've been told light skin is in, get over it. Yeah. Just
you
to know that thing. So light skin is really in? I don't know. Is light skinned women in or light skinned dudes in? That's what you got to learn us up about. Learn us up. Are light skinned women in or are light skinned guys in? That's the question. Woo.
Right. It's just. That's just a. To me, when you say something like that, that's what you're bringing. That's what you're bringing to the. That's what you're bringing your stereotype to the table.
Light skinned women are in.
Okay, you're bringing your stereotype to the table, but at the same time, you're going by what this media and what society is telling you. And they're going to always tell you light skin is in because that's close enough to white. And they want you just black enough to be white. Right now, for white people, beige is what's happening. They love it. Matter of fact, me and Candace was at a lunch meeting with a prospective client. And the dude was this white guy, and he was telling us how they was him and his wife wanted to adopt, and how they was looking at all of these children, and they wanted a nice beige kid because that beige color is so good looking. And that joker looked at me and said, "You know what I'm talking about." He looked at you know what I'm talking about. Looking at me like, you know,
on.
you're just, yeah.
You beige enough to get respect.
Beige enough to get what I'm saying. And I'm like, so what are you trying to tell me? You're trying to tell me that, you know, my wife, because she's darker than me, that I don't think that she's beautiful or something? Are you stupid? Are you a moron? Really?
Oh, nice. Okay. So
first off, I'm a firm believer. Black is black. I don't care. Hey, the nightstick going to hit you again. Donna wasn't exactly blue-black when they, well, he was after the barbecue.
After McDonald's.
Now that's a fire.
Yeah, he was after the fire.
I want to ask this person the question that said light-skinned in and light-skinned women is in. So can a light-skinned 300-pound woman be, is that what's in as well? Because... No.
Yeah.
This person said, if you're cute in the face, you can pull 300 pounds off.
There you go, right. Like,
really?
According to him, like, remember old girl from Amen? The two church sisters. One was the big light-skinned chick, another one was the big dark-skinned chick.
You know what? I'll give you that, because old girl, okay, maybe. Old girl off the Browns. In the face, she's cute to me.
Yeah, I guess.
But
I mean,
she,
just because you... 300 pounds don't mean you not. You can't be cute in the face.
But so, no.
But you
with,
know, the high blood pressure,
it.
The hypertension, and, you know, I'm just...
Yeah, I mean, it's things that come with that. You're playing a game when you're pushing that 300. You're playing that diabetes
game. Right, you're playing with your health. Right. You could be, hey, yeah, she's cute in the face, but she's missing a toe.
Yeah. And it's only going to get bad from there because now they're going to start going up on
them. Let me get my sexy hat because I like to look good when I go to dialysis.
Yeah. And they rolling that blood through your body.
Exactly.
That's not a good look. I got to be here for 4 hours, baby. You might as well go ahead and enjoy your day.
Exactly. We still hung up on skin color like that. I don't like that. I mean, part of the reason I find Jill Scott so sexy is because of her mind. It's because of how Afrocentric and deep she is.
Mm-hmm.
Just
like, yeah, I got you. Like, I mean, a lot of times people say, if I could take this person's mind with this person's body and this person's face.
Everybody got a Frankenstein.
Yeah, everybody wants a Frankenstein
monster.
Right. I get it. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people, you know, that do that. But, I mean, is there really one person who you, and this is to anybody, who you feel has the total package all in all, mind, body, face, whatever, maybe, and this is to everybody in the chat room that has total personality.
Who has
mind.
The total package to you?
And watch every woman says.
Don't say it. Let them say
okay.
it first.
But it's just, I believe that it's a lot of times, if you could build Frankenstein, put it like that. If you could build Frankenstein's monster, you can create your ideal man with women.
Yeah, Drea said Malcolm X's mind and Tremon Williams' body. Who is Tremon Williams?
Dude from the Packers. Don't worry about it.
Packers.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He eats green cheese.
Yeah, he likes
I got
it.
You.
So that's it. That's all it takes. That's
I got
it.
You.
He got a.
Notice she didn't mention the other dude from the Packers who do the McDonald's commercials in Green Bay.
Donald Driver.
Donald's McDonald's.
Yeah.
We was up there. We seen some of those. Donald's McDonald's.
Yeah. Holding a burger like it was the last. He's an idiot. Okay, so Malcolm's mind.
She said with Tremon Williams' body.
Yeah, what about you, bro?
I don't know. I personally, I think Drea would probably like Martin Luther King's mind with a Dominican Sue body. I think that's kind of what she'd like.
Devin Hester's mind.
A Dominican King.
Nah, Devin Hester's mind with with Brett Favre's body. That's
Brett
what you
Favre's
want.
Body walking junk out and backwards.
With some wranglers. Real comfortable jeans.
Oh, baby, would you put that back?
Nah, sorry I didn't surprise you in your yard. I didn't
All
have
right.
time to put my thing away. But, man, I mean, man, that's a thing, huh? For me, honestly, though, total package right now, that's hard.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to leave it. I don't know.
You
leave,
yeah, well, of
yeah.
course you're going to leave it alone.
Oh, hey.
Man, you got the responsibilities. You don't want to get hit with a keyboard.
Sword of Damocles
yeah,
hanging over your head.
Whatnot.
Right.
But no, I would say, oh, man, I don't know how to make but it. But it's a combination between Kelly Rowland and Jill Scott together.
Yeah, Jill
that's
Scott
my,
would be in that. Right now, boy, right
yeah.
now, I can't even. I don't want to pull Jill Scott's brain out her body.
Yeah.
And I don't want to. Move her body.
Yeah, like that's
matter of fact.
Or vibe.
I think I'm just gonna go Jill Scott.
All together.
Just
know what
for me.
Dang, this is hard. Cause see, I got a Erykah Badu.
I like Erykah, but for me, it's just.
Erykah got something to make dudes
deal.
Go crazy. That's why.
This is true, and make them wear knitted pants. And,
yeah.
Right, and paint. Yeah.
She done changed a lot. We got to get that song. She got that Erykah Badu on there. But anyway,
right.
It's like she changes guys' personalities. Like, I remember when she got, when Common, before he got with her, and he switched, nah, man, I can't eat that. I got to wear this suit with the skinny tie now because,
wow.
What we got?
Yeah, Drea just said, Erykah is a glorified hood rat.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Watch your mouth.
We just went into.
Watch your mouth right there. That'll
wow.
get you, that'll get some zestfully cream put in your mouth.
Oh,
right
boo!
There.
Boo on you, sir!
Absolutely. A glorified hood rat. I know she ain't saying that because she got kids. I know that ain't. So what? She named the baby Seven. That ain't got nothing to do with it. That was,
maybe you agree with it. Oh, Drea say, how many different baby daddies is she going to collect?
Woo!
Well, seven.
8, 9.
Nah, she got a baby named 7, but that ain't the point. I don't care how many baby daddies she got. That ain't got nothing to do with the case.
That ain't got nothing to do with it. Y'all all be sitting on the couch at birth.
There you go. If we were talking about baby daddies.
You, Common, Andre 3000,
yep.
Y'all all just be, hey, what's going on? Hey, Devon's here. What's going on,
How
man?
You doing, man? Yeah, just here
we
to pick up mine.
We all waiting our turn.
We all. I'm just here to pick up number 9. Hey, what's up, baby? Hey, how you feeling?
Really?
Grab all
right, so let me ask you this.
What's up?
I'm going to ask you this. This
what's
is
up?
For you.
What's up?
So you're sitting at the blind datatorium, and at the table, one is Serena Williams, and two is Erykah Badu. Where do you sit?
Whew.
Yeah, because I know how
you know.
I was waiting for you to say to take Erykah's brain and Serena's body.
I was going
because
it's
that.
The athletic thing, and the, yeah, I you know what? But I wouldn't have took Erykah's brain. I'd have took Jill's brain. But and it's just something about Erykah just screams out, yeah, whatever. But anyway, Serena, Erykah.
Yeah,
we ain't got time. We got time.
We're going to let you ponder that. We'll let you answer after we come back from these messages, Truth Brothers Radio.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
Truth Brothers Radio.
Hey, yo, my silent moments, loud as the crack of thunder. My hunger like the crocodile that attacks a hunter. It ain't commercial or underground. It's truth, because I'm on call a skill, call a game, call a glow, call my name, like the law, all in vain, screaming like you want to change, treat it like a drug, all up in your vein, huh? Yeah, we make the square stand and get the...
Truth Brothers Radio.
Relationships can seem like an eternity.
You asshole! What were you doing with my sister in that hot tub?
Relieve the pressure.
Ice.
Chill that bitch out with ice. A diamond lasts forever, but your relationship might not. A diamond is love, rock hard, and frozen in time. Luckily, most women are shallow and materialistic.
Oh, a diamond! So you do love me.
Nothing says I love you like a lump of carbon mined by wage slaves in Angola.
I don't even know what I was mad at you about. Do you want a blowjob?
Passion. It can be purchased, and it can be overpriced. Ice, available and very expensive at Decock Diamonds.
Truth Brothers Radio.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone the name. Big fame, big she like capture big things. Dual chip, money clip, phone flip the 6 range. And seen her on the ass, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi.
Truth Brothers Radio, we're back. And
Serena
we are
table.
Talking about
Serena Table.
Oh, that's where you're at.
I had
we're
to
talking,
go with
yeah,
that.
We're talking about what is true beauty. And we were sitting here talking about taking some people's brains and putting them in other people's bodies to make you perfect mate. But I noticed that the producer Supreme didn't give out her idea what Frankenstein creation she would come up with. But I think we kind of know.
Yeah, we put that together through,
yeah.
through the break.
Yeah, we sure did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so who? What brain she want?
She wanted, I know she said she wanted Suge, not brain. I know it was
okay,
Suge.
So Jay-Z's brain was Suge Knight.
There you go. That's what she wanted. That's
wow.
Candace Frankenstein monster.
Wow, and that is a monster.
Yeah, because she, oh,
wow.
Suge, because he's so dangerous. And he likes
and
to shoot
it.
People and
right.
hang them over balconies.
One of my office hours.
Yeah. 9 to 5. All right, get him down, boys. He's scared enough. Let's hang him. I mean, that was Candace, you know, whatever, Frankenstein. You said just playing out Jill. We got people in there talking about straight up Malcolm's Mind and Trey Wiggs. I was finna
right.
say whatever. Trayvon Wiggs. What was the boy's name from? I don't
Trayvon,
know.
Trayvon.
something Williams,
yeah,
some dude.
I like catching
that's
football.
That's Dre, right.
Yeah, but then, you know, whatever.
Right.
But
we're surprised. Dre looks like a Drake type of dude.
A Drake? Drizzy?
She looks like a,
yeah,
yeah,
she do look like she gets
like
down
she
with
get
the dude
Drake
who shakes his hands and raps.
Right.
Yeah. It just, yeah. He looks like he started from the bottom, now we here type of, yeah. She does, yeah. Skinny Jean Drake. Whatever. Either way.
Just skinny jeans. Matter of fact, here's what, why do some women find these effeminate men so attractive?
I don't understand that at all,
yeah,
myself. Like, it's like you want to date women. Like, why would you,
yeah,
date a dude,
yeah,
that, you know, that likes to wear what you wear? Like, why would dudes say, girl, them jeans too tight for you, give them to me? Like, why would you want to do...
See, they cuff you wrong. They should cuff you like this.
Hold on, let me tuck these to the side so you can see how it's supposed to fit on you. Why would you want to do... Why would you want a dude that's going to do that, though?
Oh, God. Yeah, I don't, hey. But then again, hey, why do some dudes like women who look straight up like they do?
I don't know no dudes that do that. You know what? I ain't going to even lie, dude. Before I knew you, I think it was this girl who I had on high school. Man, I had a crush on my freshman year. You reading something, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, my freshman year in high school, I had this crush on this girl, right? Man, ignorant crush. And this was EB, right? So... She was in high school straight, like one up and down. I like guys,
right?
I'm getting ready to leave to go to college, right? And I meet up with her, and it's the day before I. Here we go. No, she don't like Drake.
Mm-mm. No, we got a call of her. Go ahead, finish your comment.
So anyway, long story short, I'm getting ready to leave to go to college. I meet up with her again. She's still straight. I come back from college. We meet up. She's a 100% stud. She cut her hair and everything, right? But when I see her again, I'm like, man, I still picture her as the girl I saw in high school, and I want to see is the feminine side in her, right?
Right.
So we went
like
out.
Credit wheat.
Yeah, it was the frosted side I was trying to get. So she said she was trying to turn back into guys and things or whatever, and we went out. We went to a show, but it just felt weird to me,
right?
Because it was like, nah, don't touch me, like don't. Don't put your arm around me like that. Yeah, so it just...
That was her?
Yeah. No. I was me to her because I'm like...
She kept putting her arm around you like in the old 50s move with the yarning move to put
her arm. She was trying to be a lady about it, but I just... Because what I thought of her didn't match what I saw. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, we at the time...
she holding the popcorn. Somebody wants some popcorn, and you scared to put your hand in the bag.
Because she got a strap on poking through the bottom. Hey! Oh, you know what? Wrong date. My bad. Wrong date. I forgot. You a guy. You got
to
remember.
You were supposed to get the popcorn.
That's
I get it
right.
Confused.
I'm just changing. You got your call?
No. That was the producer supreme. She was going to say something, then she realized, oh, that's right, I'm sick. I ain't supposed to be talking.
There it is.
So, yeah.
But, yeah, so, so I'm sitting there, and it's like she kept trying to...
Oh, here we... Oh, no, the producer supreme says, give me Israel Adonijah's body with Michael Eric Dyson's intellect.
That is a lie.
That is
that's
a big, giant...
That is a lie in 47 quarters. That's a lie, Candace.
She say she's straight on Suge Knight. Only because he started getting knocked out.
Let this been 5 years ago. She'd have said, just Suge Knight. That's all
right,
I need.
Right.
That's all I've ever needed was some Suge in my life.
No, you know what I don't like, though? I don't like women who's quick to fight before you are.
Nah.
Well, you can't, you know, just something happening. You trying to dial the situation down. And she's ready to jump in. Hey, no! And she quick to steal on the cop before you are.
Yeah, you know what? But
don't
then
like
and
that.
if you get to that point and then they call you the punk, well, you should have hit them first.
Punk.
Like, nah.
Now get in the car.
Oh,
Oh, Tony done just chimed in.
That's
hey, Tony.
What's going on?
Oh, what's I bet she got a, yeah. Hey, Tony, yeah, we want to hear your Frankenstein creation. Give me the person you'd like brain and put it in the person that you'd like body, and who are they?
Because we got, let's see, we got Malcolm and the dude from the Packers.
Right.
We got Israel Donaje and Michael Eric Dyson. Come
yeah.
on, man, with your lies now, Candace. Well, you know we're going to clown you for that later.
Candace is a big Michael Eric Dyson fan.
We all know that.
We all knew that.
Now, the brothers is just going with Jill Scott all together. We just we going to ride that Jill Scott. We are, dude, I slept outside of Jill's house a couple times on the porch. Like, hey, I know.
Just waiting for a shot.
I'm sorry. You caught me out here like this. Didn't have time to pull my pants up. That's just where I'm at with I'd spear Jill. I'd spear her. Like, literally run in her stomach and tackle her down and just say sorry.
I'm sorry. You have to forgive me.
I didn't know you were standing there. But if I didn't have Jill, all in all, man, I'd probably roll with Kelly Rowland.
You keep changing. See, I'm consistent.
No, I'm just if you give me a choice.
I got you.
I think Kelly's a beautiful woman.
She said, Drea say, I'm so sick of Jill Scott, I'll be glad when she gets caught on World Star Hip Hop doing meth. Jill is never going to do meth, Drea.
I'll do some meth off her.
And if she does it, we'll chip in to get her the help that she needs.
Oh yeah. Oh I do. Boy, if this Jill's one of the few people who I could see do a line, and I say it's okay. I'd do a line off of Jill.
Oh, the producer supreme is agreeing with Drea.
Of course,
Drea said, "Yeah, the hell yeah, skip her." And Candace said, "With cheese." There you go.
I tell you
there
what.
There you go.
There's a lot of
Israel Adonis. Okay. Boy, I hope his sack total better be up this year. Candace, you, oh, yeah.
Whatever. I'd do a line off Jill's stomach. I would.
Do it with her. Like, you
no.
suffer alone.
I'd lay back. I'm going to lay this mess on you. And I'm going to do this line off you. I'm sorry. It's only few people get that pass, and Jill's one. I don't know anybody else. Maybe Vi.
Here you go. They don't know what the hell you're talking about. But Jill, yeah, Jill gets that. Sorry.
Vi. That's my girl. But no, yeah, so seriously.
Now, there's few people. There's few people in the world that you'll step out in front of a bus for.
I mean, to go back
and
to
I
what
know,
you...
I know one person I'll step out in front of a bus for.
Besides Jill?
Oh, no, I didn't say I'll step out in front of a bus for Jill.
Who's that?
I'll step out in front of a bus for, so they work here at the G Network.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I got tire tracks on my back to prove it, too.
Yeah, I don't want to see your back. I'm good on that.
Yeah.
Leave that for her.
Oh, well, look, we have a phone call now.
Here we go.
Yep, 708, you're on with the Truth Brothers. Who, pray tell, is this?
I said... I want Israel Adonijé.
Here we go.
And Michael Eric Dyson. In that order, no substitutions.
Aren't you dying?
I am.
Aren't we all dying?
But I've been biting my tongue too long.
I see.
Look here. Let's just be 100, right? I don't believe.
Sugar on news.
Yeah.
I don't
all
care.
I
know what I
thought.
Want. And I want cheese on them. Like
what?
I said in the post.
Nah, all right. Yeah, it's getting sexy in here, and I don't like that.
Yeah, here we go.
It is getting too, give me some cheese on my...
That'll be enough of that.
Yeah, this is not the girl hour.
Right.
Hey, girl, you left
right.
us.
I
want to
be talking about Israel Donaday's cheese.
We done took too long talking about guy stuff. We back to women. So about that,
Matter of fact... I know some of these women in here know that they love Rick Ross, but ain't going to say nothing right now.
Dude,
they I'm going to
tell you right
in.
Now, every woman in there is going to claim one dude, and that's Idris Elba. That's the one they're going to claim and say, yeah, all together. I love his chocolate life.
Oh, Drea said vomit.
Oh, okay, cool.
To Idris, but she's a Rick Ross type of guy.
Yeah. She'd rub Rick's belly and check his tattoo status.
Right.
She'd do that.
help him help keep she'd hold on to his tongue. His tongue swallowing spoon.
Get that tongue. Come on, Rick, baby, we need you to make it. Give me
right.
one, huh?
Right.
Give me one.
Fat.
Twinkie eating fat.
There you go.
Slob looking tight shirt wearing.
Right. And she said, yeah, right next to Precious. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Well, if we take Precious, you got Rick.
I do Precious. Why not?
There you go. Well, that will wrap up another exciting episode. Hey, thanks for everybody who's tuned in and went into the chat room. Drea, of course, Ultimate Success, Benjamin Harrell. I hope you enjoyed the show, bro, and hope you'll be back for more.
Yeah, no doubt. And we got a special guest coming up real soon, 2 weeks, man.
Yes.
Yeah, we have meteorologist Rhonda A. Lee. Going to be sitting in with the True Brothers on April 8th. So we want everybody, man, tune in for that. She's going to be answering all of your questions and making sure she do the best of what she can do.
There you go. And this was a great show. Thanks for everybody who tuned in and spent 2 hours with us. Thank you very much. And we're going to let you know that if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace, y'all.
Two fingers. Get well, Candace.